Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your name. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hands. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your name. Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hands. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your name. The angels bow down at the thought of you, in adoration of your greatness and truth. The earth trembles and the heavens proclaim your royalty. All power is in your hands. I love you. 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 I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, yeah. Oh, I lift my hands to you and say I love you. 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 I love you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, yeah. Oh, I lift my hands to you and say I praise you. 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 I praise you with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind, yeah. Oh, I lift my hands to you and say you're holy. So holy, you're holy. So holy, you're holy. So holy, you're holy. So holy with all of my heart, with all of my soul, with all of my mind. Oh, I lift my hands to you and say, I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever. We'll worship forever, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God forever. 'Cause I love you forever. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. 'Cause Lord, you reign. Reign forever, Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. You reign, you reign, you reign. You reign, Lord, you reign, reign forever. Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. Lord, you reign. Reign forever, Lord, you reign forevermore. Lord, you reign, reign forevermore. at this moment, I'm going to turn it over to the group.
Praise God. We are going to go to the Lord in prayer. But before we do that, I want to say happy birthday to you, Dr. Vanessa. We love you. We honor you. We cherish you. We adore you. You are a victorious woman of God. And we thank God for you. You are blessed, highly favored, and anointed. We love you. Happy, happy birthday. Father, we come before you in the mighty name of our King, Jesus. We thank you because he truly is a wonder. He reigns forever. He's the reason for every single season. And we love you to the utmost. You gave us your best. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. We thank you for Dr. Pecola Roberts. Lord God, we thank you for our team, and we thank you for our family members that are on this call and for those who may not be able to be on today, Lord God. We honor you. We thank you for your goodness, for your graciousness, for your faithfulness, and for the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that they've listened. They've submitted to you, and because of that, they are a prosperous company and family. And Lord, as the word of God comes forward this day, Father, and as the psalmist ushered us into your presence, Lord God, we thank you that it's a word that is in season for each and every single one of us, Lord God. Thank you for the host that's going to continue as we celebrate Dr. Vanessa this day. We bless you, Jehovah. Hallelujah. You're good to us. In the mighty and matchless name of our King, whose royalty, King Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Host, are you there?
I am here, my beautiful sister, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I send you a big I love you. Take it away.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Psalmist Kaylin, for setting the atmosphere and ushering us into the presence of the Lord with that magnificent worship. And thank you, Minister Robin, for seating and greeting us and ushering us and just setting the atmosphere with that prayer. And good morning, good morning, good morning to my TMC family. Prophet Kai and I reside in the great city and state of San Antonio, Texas. And believe me, believe me, believe me, we will have time at the end of this call where we can all come together and give a big shout out to our co-founder, Dr. Vanessa, to say happy birthday. But you know that you know that you know she would demand that the word come forward today. So we are going to do things decent and in order and follow her leading and make sure that we get through the call first. But believe me, we will have time to shower her because we believe here on the Master's Call and giving each other our flowers while we are yet alive. So we will get to the call first. And then at the end of the call, we will allow people to come forward to just give Dr. Vanessa a shout out because we know that we love her and we want to celebrate her on her birthday. So now let's get to the business before us first. This call was founded on October 25th, 2010 by two amazing and dynamic women of God, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Wetherspoon. And we know because our God is a God of order that this call was founded on scripture, and that scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. And when God gave the mandate, he also gave the mission, and that mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. The Master's Call has a website, and that's themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. And all of the messages have been archived and recorded since the beginning of the call, and you can see the speaker's bios. Feel free to share that page as well. The theme for this year is in 2021, God's strategic shiftings, prophetic suddenlies, and holy standards are being supernaturally revealed. Are being established and supernaturally revealed. If you are feeling led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, you can do so as a greeter, as a host, as a psalmist, or if you feel like the Lord has given you a word for such a time as this. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. That's I-N-F-O @themasterscall.net. And either Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda, will get back with you. The morning motivational call follows this call immediately every Monday through Friday and is held by a group of dynamic leaders throughout artist life that come together to give us the vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. That number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. And today is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and we'll give you more information at the end of the call. So I am now going to get out of our way so that our mouthpiece with the message can come straight from the throne room and bless our socks off. Today's messenger is none other than a dear friend of mine, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa has been married to Gerald Peterson for over 43 years and is the mother of three grown children, Javen, Keenan, and Macy, and the grandmother of two adorable grandchildren. In October 2016, Minister Willa and Jerry retired to Tampa, Florida, after living in their hometown of Oak Park, Illinois, for more than 38 years. Minister Willa was a member of the Living Word Christian Center in Forest Park, Illinois, until relocating to Tampa. Minister Willa also serves on the Justice Ministry, which seeks fairness and equality for Tampa residents in Hillsborough County. As a teacher with an emphasis in reading, diagnosis, and remediation, Minister Willa left the profession to raise her children. She returned many years later and worked as an inclusion teacher for children with special needs and as a librarian. Minister Willa is a woman after God's own heart, and she truly, truly, truly seeks justice for those who are less fortunate. I will get out of the way now and present to some and introduce to others my very own dear friend and sister, Minister Willa Peterson. Minister Willa, are you there?
Yes, I am, Prophet Ty, and thank you so much for hosting our family this morning and for introducing me. I'm telling you, we are going to do a speed version this morning, but we're going to get the word. Because I know we want to leave some time for us to just shower Dr. Vanessa with our love on her birthday. Thomas Kalen, you so beautifully ushered us in this morning, and we are just so godly proud of Thomas Kalen because she does a radio broadcast, and I'm telling you, you're going to have to check it out. I mean, she's powerful. God has many things in store for her. Minister Robin, thank you so much for greeting our family and for praying us in. Dr. Pecola, you know you're an integral part of this call, and it would not be the same without you. We miss you and want you to hurry up and get better so that you can join us. And to our beloved Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, we love you so much, Dr. Vanessa, and we wish you a heart filled with tsunami blessings today. I personally thank God for you and the difference you've made in my life and in the life of everyone on this call and those who are privileged to meet you and even those who haven't met you, those who met you on the phone. We are all blessed by you, and we celebrate you and the God in you. And we love you. And Dr. Vanessa, I pray that today that you will have an opportunity to spend some time pampering yourself and taking in all the love that we know that you will get today. God bless you, Dr. Vanessa. Well, you know, I'm not going to, as I said, I'm going to give a shorter version because we do want to leave some time. The title of this message is Celebrating the Advent. Celebrating the Advent. As you know, I live here in Florida, and I get to do a couple things that I love doing here, and that is because it's so warm outside, I get to ride my bike, and I like to walk. And as I was walking and riding my bike, I just noticed the decorations that were out during for the Christmas season, and I noticed I didn't see any creches, I didn't see any stars, I didn't see any nativity scenes, anything that was indicative of Christmas. What I saw was Santa's and Mickey Mouse and the Grinch Who Stole Christmas and candles and the light and the doors decorated with wreaths. And I said, but whatever happened to Christ? You know, we are celebrating him during this season. It looks like he's been left out. And so I thought, well, well, where is Christ in this Christmas? You know, it seems like he had been forgotten. And so then I just said, well, what does all this mean? You know, why? What does that wreath on the door mean? What do those candles and the light in the windows mean? And so I said to myself, you know, I got to find out. And being one that has asked a lot of questions, I found myself wondering about the symbolism of all of this with no manger, no stars, no angels or anything. And so because I wanted to do that, I began to read. And before I began to share with you what I learned, I will start with the reason we celebrate Christ's birth on December 25th. So why do we celebrate Christ's birth in December at all? Well, the church only settled on a December 25th birthday celebration in the 4th century. The standard explanation is that the early church merged into celebration of the birth of Christ with pre-existing pagan festivals. The reasoning goes that the growing church, recognizing the popularity of the winter festivals, attached its own Christmas celebration to encourage the spread of Christianity Romans that had their Saturnalia, and that's an ancient winter festival. And the northern European people had their own winter solstice traditions. Among the features, there were parties and gift-giving and homes decorated with greenery, which is what we see out there today. But what a blessing it is to know that there is a direct correlation to the birth of Christ and the celebration of Advent, which is observed 4 weeks before Christmas. It's the time of spiritual cleansing and preparation for the birth of Christ. And today is the 18th day of Advent. Advent is a time of expectation and hope filled with rich traditions. Advent means arrival or coming, and it prompts us to pause each day in December and remember why Jesus came at Christmas. So, a brief history about the symbols of the Advent. You see, eventually, the Advent wreath was created out of evergreens, symbolizing everlasting life in the midst of winter and death as the evergreen is continuously green. The circle reminds us of God's unending love and the eternal life he makes possible. The Advent wreath is a symbol of the season, with a candle lit each of the 4 Sundays leading up to and on Christmas Day. The light of the flickering candle flames reminds us of who Jesus is. In him was life, and that light was the light of all mankind. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it, and that's found in John 1, verses 4 through 5. Advent candles are often nestled in the evergreen wreaths. I will go further about that a little bit later. However, the additional decorations like the holly and the berries are sometimes added. Their red color points us ahead of Jesus' sacrifice and death on the cross, shedding his blood for our sins. Now, the pine cones can symbolize the new life that Jesus brings through his resurrection. Families begin lighting a candle on the 4th Sunday before Christmas, and they light another candle each subsequent Sunday. The most common Advent candle tradition, however, involves 4 candles around the wreath, celebrating the Advent. A new candle is lit on each of the 4 Sundays before Christmas. Each candle represents something different, although traditions vary. Often the first, second, and 4th candles are purple. The 3rd candle is generally pink or rose-colored. And sometimes all the candles are red. And in other traditions, all the 4 candles are blue or white. Occasionally, a 5th white candle is placed in the middle of the wreath and is lit on Christmas Day to celebrate Jesus' birth, celebrating the Advent. You see, the 1st candle symbolizes hope, and it's called the prophet's candle. The prophets of the Old Testament, especially Isaiah, waited in hope for the Messiah's arrival. And we can find that in Isaiah 9:6 that says, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And the government will be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." And we heard Minister Robin share that verse with us as she was greeting. The purple candle symbolizes royalty, repentance, and fasting. The second candle represents faith, and it's called Bethlehem's candle. Micah had foretold that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, which is also the birthplace of King David. Micah 5:2 says, "But you, Bethlehem Ephrath, though you are little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of you shall come forth to me the one to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth are from of old, from everlasting." The second candle is also purple to symbolize preparation for the coming king, celebrating the Advent. What a wonderful time this is. The third candle symbolizes joy, and it's called the shepherd's candle. To the shepherd's great joy, the angel announced that Jesus came for humble, unimportant people like them, like you, and like me. It reflects the joy that comes through Jesus' arrival and through the salvation he has gifted us. Philippians 4, verses 5 through 6 says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand." And the color rose signifies joy. This candle is colored pink to represent joyfulness and rejoicing. We're celebrating the Advent. The fourth candle represents peace, and it's called the angel's candle. The angel announced that Jesus came to bring peace. He came to bring people close to God and to each other again. And Lord knows we need that now in this world. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." This color is also purple to represent the culmination of love through the Messiah. Now, there's an optional fifth candle, which represents light and purity, and it's called Christ's candle. In its place, it is placed in the middle and is lit on Christmas Day. This candle is white to represent pure light and victory. John 1:9 tells us, "There was the true light which coming into the world enlightens every man." And then there are also printed Advent calendars, and oftentimes you see children with them and families with them. And that was first created in 1908 by a German man named Gerhard Lang. As a boy, his mom would sew 24 cookies onto the lid of a box. Each day of December, he ate a cookie. This tradition inspired him to create a calendar entitled In the Land of the Christ Child. Today, Advent candles, calendars are a popular tool for families to count down the days until Christmas. And then the evergreen trees that we see, the Christmas trees, are used to symbolize eternal life. Candles to symbolize Christ as the light of the world. The holly stands for the thorns and the crown. The red for the blood and the death. And the gifts to remind us the gifts given Jesus as a baby and how he is God's saving gift to the world. So now as I walk or ride my bike through my neighborhood, I will now look at the decorations from a different perspective because I now understand the meaning of the festive symbols of Christmas. I thank God for bringing this to me. I thank God for making me aware of what it all meant. So no matter how we choose to celebrate the season of Advent, let's remember the beauty and grace of Jesus. He entered our dark, broken world on the first Christmas over 2,000 years ago. And is working, and he's working even now to restore light, peace, and life. May you experience, my TNC family, the joy of incorporating the Advent season in your Christmas traditions as we celebrate the birth of our coming King. Back to you, Prophet Todd.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Willa, for that on-time word. Whew, praise God, the season of Advent. Let us go to God in prayer for our prayer requests, and we won't be calling you back for the benediction this time. We're going to close the call out a little differently today as we celebrate Dr. Vanessa. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you, thank you, thank you for this amazing woman of God who came forward and just blessed our socks off with the history lesson on Advent and with the Word of God to back it up. Lord, we thank you and ask that you continue to pour into her as she has poured out to us. Just bless her a thousandfold, O Heavenly Father. Give her the desires of her heart as she continues to seek you and delight herself in you. Lord, we ask that you continue to be a hedge of protection around Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and the Des Delian own family and artist life. Lord, you know every need, spoken and unspoken. And we ask that you do the exceeding and the abundant more than they can hope or ask according to the power that work in them. Father, you know every need on this call. You know every bereaved heart. You know everyone who needs comfort. You know every person who is dealing with sickness in their body. And we ask you right now to meet them right where they are. Father God, we want to make sure that we glorify you in all that we do, that we honor you, Father, because you deserve all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. Father, we love you, we adore you, and we seek to bring you glory in all that we are. In the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say amen, amen, and amen. Again, immediately following this call is the New Morning Motivational Call, and that number is 667-770-1525, and it is hosted today. It is Awareness Wednesday, hosted by the phenomenal Flanagans, and today's topic is constipation. And if you want to hear the playback of this call, that number is 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-POUND. And now that we have taken care of all the business of this call and have done things the way our would have desired us to do, we are going to open up the call and open up the queue. So hit star 6 and 1 to get into the queue so that you can give Dr. Vanessa her very own shout out for her birthday. We want to make sure that you get into the queue, and I will ask that we do things decent and in order so that everyone can get in that wants to get in, and that we keep the time short. And just give her a quick shout out. We know that we know that we know that we love her and that we all want to shout out for her, but we have to be decent and in order. And so that I don't have to cut you off, I will ask that you do it in a manner of time that everyone else that wants to get in can get in. Again, it is star 6 and 1. I will now open up the queue. Go ahead.
Good morning.
In Fort Walton Beach.
Yes, good morning, and happy, happy birthday. And Dr. Pastor Vanessa, thank you for being so compassionate and having such a wonderful passion for the Master's call. And have a wonderful day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mother Blackwell. And let me, you know, before I forget myself, Minister Tiffany, can you come to the head of the line? Minister Tiffany, you know, sometimes I'm approaching 50, so my brain gets a little foggy. Can you go ahead and unmute yourself and bless her first with the happy birthday song, darling? I'm so sorry.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. May God continue to bless you. May all your dreams come true. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We love you, Dr. V from the TMC. God bless you. Have an awesome an amazing day, and may the exceeding and abundant blessings of the Lord saturate you in this new year. God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, as always. And Dr. Vanessa, at the end of the call, I will be asking you to come forward, of course, so that you can acknowledge all the love you are receiving, but I will ask you to wait until everyone has had the opportunity to bless you. Go ahead, Brother Darrell. Your line's open.
Happy birthday, sister. Love you. May God give you all the desires of your heart. Have a wonderful and blessed day.
Mother Owen.
Happy birthday, Dr. Vanessa from Mother Owens in Bronx, New York. May you have many more. And God bless you and keep you. Amen.
Minister Cynthia.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy birthday, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. You are living your best life now. I love you to life. Happy birthday. Enjoy your day. God bless.
Pastor Candy. I'm sorry, Sister Simone.
Good morning again, everyone. Happy, happy birthday to Dr. Vanessa, and you are blessed and highly favored, and may God bless you, and you are also anointed. Have a great day.
Now to our beautiful Pastor Candy. Pastor Candy, your line is open.
Okay, I have myself muted out. I'm sorry. Doctor, Pastor, Sister, Vanessa, I love you. Happy, happy, happy birthday. It goes without saying you are a woman of strength, of character, leader, and all of that. I wish you the best day that you've ever had and many, many more. God bless you.
Minister Robin.
Happy birthday to you, Dr. Vanessa. I love you. I honor you. I cherish you. I thank God for you. Enjoy this day. Victorious woman of God. Many, many, many more. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Mother Cassandra. Mother Cassandra, your line is open.
Oh, I'm honored to say happy birthday to a ministering angel. Thank you for all your inspiration and your prayers and that have even helped to heal me in my life. And I just say thank you, and I hope that you have many more birthdays.
If you would like to bless Dr. Vanessa, we have just a minute or so left. Star 6 and 1. Minister Brenda, if you'd like to come in to the queue, actually just unmute yourself because you're on the moderator line, so you just have to unmute Minister Brenda. Okay, we will go on to Minister
Okay,
Sandra
I thought
Robinson.
I was unmuted.
Okay.
Praise
go
God.
Wait, hold
good
on.
Good morning.
Second,
good morning.
Let me go ahead. Hold on 1 second, but let okay. me go to Sandra Robinson first, and then we'll close out with you. Ms. Sandra Robinson.
Good morning, Pastor Vanessa. May you have many more birthdays. I ask God to continue to wrap his loving arms around you, and thank you for being a blessing in all our lives. Happy birthday.
Okay, now Minister Brenda will be the last person to honor you, Dr. Vanessa, and then we'll ask you to come forward.
Praise God. Good morning. Oh, my goodness, this awesome and amazing woman. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for being the blessing that you are. May God bless you with many, many more blessings and birthdays. I love you, and may you have a rich and wonderful, glorious day as well as many years to come. Bless you much. God bless you.
Hold on.
Happy birthday.
Hold on, Dr. Vanessa. Hold on, Dr. Vanessa. Dr. PK, I see that you are still on the board. Do you want to be the last one to bless our wonderful co-founder, your dear sister? I see that you are still on the board. If you would just, I have you muted. Let me unmute you. I apologize. Give me 1 second.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. I'm sorry, I didn't see that you were still on the board. Let me do things decent and in order. Would you be the last to bless our dear, wonderful Dr. Vanessa before she comes forward?
God bless you. Thank you so much, Prophet Kai. And thank you, Minister Willa, for the word. And I tell you one thing for sure. Even though my dear sister and I celebrate our birthdays differently, I definitely believe that she deserves what we are giving her this morning. I'm asking each of you who love her so much is to get that Cash App, get that Zelle, and send her. Words are one thing, but actions are always something else, and she deserves every gift that you can give. I started celebrating her earlier this month. In spite of what she desires, I know what she needs. And being that this is her first birthday without mother as well, I know that she needs us more now than she's ever needed us before. So I'm out here, Vanessa, to say to you that I absolutely love you, appreciate you. And for me, my day here starts at 7 every morning and working on this body. But I was not going to let this day go without talking, saying something to you today to let you know that I truly love you, appreciate you, and want you to have a wonderful day and know that I'm here to just love up on you from a distance. God bless each of you, TMC family, and know that this ministry has blessed so many people, and it's because of this woman born day, being here and absolutely loving God that it has happened. So, Dr. V, come and take us up out of here today and let us, and you know that we love you so much. God bless you.
Wow, wow, wow. I love you so much, and thank you for those kind words to everyone from our anointed worship with Psalmist Kaylin, so godly proud of her and her new radio show. And Minister Robin, thank you for greeting and seating our family. To our awesome speaker, our dear Minister Willa, and to our dear, my spiritual daughter, for real, I love her, Prophet Kai, and to all of you, our prayer general. You know you're awesome. And just to hear those kind words from my co-founder, every last one of you, you know you have a special space place in my heart. And this is a different day for me, but it is an exciting day. 64 years on this earth that God has given me. And just for you all, pulling it together is so smooth and so organized and decency and order, as Prophet Kai keeps saying. And she's absolutely right, 120%. That is my concern in my heart. But I'm already blessed. My cousin hit me at 12:02. I said, okay, Cousin Frederick. And it's been going all morning. And then just to hear you all just means everything, because I adore the Master's call, each and every one of you. So again, thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your blessings. And if I don't say it to you individually, please know my heart that I love and appreciate you. I'm honored to serve you each and every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Back to you. Oh, I guess, am I doing the benediction, Prophet Kai?
No, ma'am, but you are.
But I am.
Let me get my whole self together. No, ma'am, but what you are doing is giving your Cash App, because I can't find it right this minute. So if you would please
okay,
do that
for me. Okay, because I do have to hop over to the other call. My Cash App is very simple. $ Dr. Vanessa Dallas. DrVanessaDallas. Dr. Vanessa, and the D's are the doctor is capitalized, and Vanessa is capitalized, and the Dallas is capitalized. Dr. Vanessa, dollar sign, Dr. Vanessa Dallas, and for Zale, it's the same, Dr. Vanessa Dallas, no punctuation, @gmail.com. If you want to send something by Zale, I'm appreciative, just always blessed. And, yes, I was doing real good till PK mentioned my mom, but I know she's smiling from heaven, and I love you all because I can feel your prayers and your strength. Back to you, Prophet Kai.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, and we love you so very much. Father God, in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, we say thank you for our time together. Thank you for our amazing co-founders. Lord, as we leave this call, but never ever your presence, we ask you to be the lamp unto our feet and the light unto our path. And we ask that you continue to lead and guide us in your Jeremiah 29:11 plan for us as we walk through this Advent season. Lord, we love you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we seal it in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. We say amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be those marvelous ministers in the marketplace. Bye-bye.